Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. Success is a summitless mountain. It's exactly what Matt Elwell, one of my amazing mentors, said to me a couple of months ago, and it just rang so true. And success is a summitless mountain. You just keep, once you get to one summit, you then see there's a higher summit out there, and then you want to get to that one. And there's always someone else that's got further than you, higher than you, or longer than you. And it really does relate to business so much, walking up the side of mountains. And this really rang true. A couple of weekends ago, I went on my second time on the CEO Adventurers, John Beesom's weekend retreat. And what John does, he's a great guy from the Northeast. If you want to know more about John, there is an episode about 50 episodes ago where I interview John. But what he does is he takes CEOs into outdoor conditions and that mirror the challenges that we have in business. And John said to me, Henry, I've got space on my retreat. Do you want to come again? And I went a year ago, and it was one of the best weekends of the year. And I went again this year. And the first thing I did is I made a decision that I was going to turn my phone off, my smartphone off, which made me feel a little bit anxious because it's a highly addictive thing, having a phone, and then also being having lots of people that I mentor and my family and everyone else. But I just thought, I need to get away from my screen. I am going through a challenging time in life right now. This screen is not serving me. So the first thing I did was turn that off. I've got my brick phone, my present phone, I call it, which is an old Nokia. And I took that with me so people could still contact me. But it meant that all I could do was, if I wanted to look at a screen, is play Snake. And I've done my time when I was a teenager with playing plenty of Snake. But this weekend is John takes us into the Scottish mountains, a place called Galloway, and we go trekking. And we were trekking up this mountain on day two. And there's so many challenges that mirror business. It, firstly, is that you can either go the easy way, which is going to be the quickest, sometimes it might be the slowest way, or we can go the difficult way, which actually probably was the quickest way to the top. And that's kind of similar in business, is that there are easier ways, but that might take you a bit longer, or there might be some more challenging ways that could be quicker. And we went up this challenging route, and we're going up, and we've got these what I call false summits, where we'd get to the top and we think we're at the top, and then there was another summit. And then there was another summit, and we kept going, and it was like, okay, we're at the top. And it was really challenging. My heart was going, at a moment of us going up, and I was thinking, not another summit. John said to me, or said to all of us, said to the group of us, have a look back at that. And we looked back, and it was the most beautiful view. And you suddenly went, wow, we have achieved so much by getting from all the way down there up here. And again, that mirrors business, because what I see is, and I see this all the time when we're mentoring people in our tree surgery mastermind, is we do every quarter, we do a planning session. And we always ask people to look back and see what they've achieved in the last 30 days. And there's always a look of amazement on people's faces, because in business, we're always looking forward. We're always wanting the next stage and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. We've hit this target, so we want to get to the next target and so forth. And when you actually ask business owners to look back, you actually go, wow, I've actually achieved a lot. Like, I was having some challenging times recently. Me and my wife sat down and she said, Henry, could you imagine when you're 20 years old that you'd have created what you created now? And I went, no, I'd be amazed. I have everything that I've ever wanted back from being 20. And this is an amazing thing. And that's why when we look back and we could see the beautiful hills of Galloway and a loch, and just the views were amazing. It's the same in your own life. Yes, there's been some challenging times, and part of that going up the side of that mountain was really challenging. It was really difficult, and you know, almost wanted to give up at some points. But then when you look back and see what you've achieved, you go, wow, that's amazing. And it's exactly the same as business. You have a look back at what you've achieved and where you are and the different things that have happened. You really start to see what you've created and what you've built. The other thing is with it is we got to the top of this summit, and I had a look over, and he went, have a look at that. That's Merrick over there. And that was a lot higher. And that's exactly, again, like business, is that you hit one summit and then you look over and your mate or somebody you know's at a higher summit, or someone else has climbed that summit, and it's never quite good enough to get to the top of one. As human beings, we always want to push boundaries, and we always want to go to the next one and the higher one. And that's the same with businesses. We're always looking and seeing what other people are doing, and then it just seems like we're always on the way up. And there is so much to be said by actually just going, let's just enjoy the walk up this summit. And that's the same with business. Let's just enjoy the day-to-day. Like, as I keep saying, that the last 3 months have been the most challenging, but I have to keep saying to myself, this is also going to be the most rewarding, because after these difficult times, once I get out the eye of the storm, the calmer waters, the calmer winds are going to be around, so we can really enjoy it. But we need to be enjoying the challenging times as well, because I know that in 30 years time, when I look back, that I will remember these as some of the best times in business. So I've got to make sure I enjoy it. And that's the same when you're climbing up the side of a mountain. You've got to enjoy every single part of it. You've got to see it as part of the process. You know, sometimes you might have to go up the side of a mountain and back down again to go back up again, which happened. You know, we realized one route was too steep, so we had to come down slightly and go back up. You've got to take a step forward to take a step back. And currently in one of my businesses, we're having to take a small step back. We're having to go for a restructure, but that is to make a big leap forward. It's not always about driving forward. It's about maybe taking a step back. It's maybe having a look at what's going well, what's not going so well, having a restructure, and then leaping yourself forward. So if you ever get a chance to meet John Beesom, I would say go and do it, because what he does with taking people into challenging environments are amazing. And make sure that you always look back and you see the beauty of what you've created, because I can guarantee you, if you're in business even for a year, you're a lot further than you think you are. Make sure you enjoy the journey. I know it sounds very cliche, but it's very true. Make sure you enjoy that journey. Make sure you enjoy going up the summit, because once you get to the top of what you think's your summit, there'll be another summit, because you'll create yourself another goal. Thanks all for listening today. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Take care. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.